My Handmade Advent Wreath by Amy Frykholm. One late November several years ago, my sister-in-law and I hunted in the woods near my house for the makings of an Advent wreath. We came home with an abundance that surprised me. Three kinds of evergreen, the tiny red berries and sturdy leaves of kinnikinick, the faded color of rose hips, the delicate heads of cinquefoil blossoms, the graceful arch of juniper and berry. I had had no idea that our backyard could yield such winter variety. Last year, I returned to the same spot where my sister-in-law and I had made such a fruitful search. The snow was deep, and most of the bounty I had anticipated was buried. Even by digging, I couldn't find the kinnikinick. The blossoms and rose hips were crushed by the weight of the snow. In a driving wind, I collected reliable evergreens and their cones, but little else. During the pre-Christmas rush, our culture seems to ask us to feel nostalgia or anticipation. We try to recreate the past, or we imagine that a true Christmas feeling is just around the corner. In the prophets, we hear a different call. Though they pointed people to the future, they first called them to honesty about the present. We carry their stark attention during Advent, when we try to stay awake in the here and now. The Advent wreath I produced last year was sparser, but as I wove it, I meditated on how even this simple act was teaching me both acceptance and attention. In the present, we can find both unexpected fullness and unwelcome emptiness. Both prepare us for the birth of the holy into our very midst. Discussion questions. 1. Do you anticipate the Christmas spirit each year? Where do you search for the Christmas spirit? 2. Was there ever a time or situation when the spirit never came? What did you do? 3. What natural resources do you have to make your own Advent wreath? 4. Could you develop a family tradition of making, discussing, and using the wreath for Advent devotions?